Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena. How are you, Sam?
Morena, I'm doing good. It's a Friday. It's Freedom Day.
It is. I appreciated your t-shirt that you've got on today, which you might have to describe for the listeners.
So, picture a white t-shirt. That's where it starts. And then in pink font on the chest, it says, "Kiss me, I'm vaccinated because I'm looking for kisses and I'm vaccinated."
I'm glad to hear it, Sam. Pleased for you. Hey, what are we talking about in the world of TV today?
So we talked about Love Life season one last year, which starred Anna Kendrick, rom-com but a TV show kind of vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is season two, but it's an anthology, so it follows a new person called Marcus, who is played by William Jackson Harper, who played Chidi on The Good Place.
Yes.
So he's pretty recognisable. I think most people that have, you know, seen TV in the last 5 years will kind of recognise his face. And season one was all about, like, dating as, like, a woman with anxiety who's new to New York and, like, the trials and tribulation of love from, like, teenagerdom all the way into, like, being an adult with a kid and married and all that kind of stuff. This starts a bit later, so we meet Marcus, the main character, at 30-ish. He's already married. He's got a really stable job. His career's good. But he kind of gets a comment from this kid he meets with about how he's a really palatable black guy.
Ooh, weird.
The kid says he's the black guy that white people like to be around, and called him like Barack Obama. And he didn't know this was a compliment or a dig at this point. So he kind of goes on to examine his place as like an African-American man in society and realizes his white is wife and doesn't understand him. And they eventually end up getting a divorce after he meets a beautiful woman named Mia, who's played by Jessica Williams, who's amazing. She was in Booksmart as well, the movie.
Oh, yes, yep.
And they kind of have a flirtationship, but then that doesn't evolve into anything. And then it follows the typical structure of season one, where each episode follows a new person they're dating as they try and find love.
This is, like, you really enjoyed the first season, eh? You thought it was a cool premise for a show.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed Anna Kendrick's performance in it, and I think it was quite cool how it explored love beyond in a rom-com way, but beyond just like romantic love. Like, there was friendship love and familial love and all that kind of stuff. So it did kind of take the rom-com genre and switch it up and play around with it and like mix around like a jigsaw. And this does a really similar thing, but it kind of focuses not super heavily on race, but it does take into account the fact that this is a black man's experience of dating, and you know, the idea of identity within dating in a way that season one didn't do, and I really enjoyed it because I haven't seen this type of thing before.
That's really interesting. So do you rate it more than the first season? Because we've just had someone text and say that they way preferred the first season. They didn't love this one as much.
I think one of the issues I have is that Marcus's character is, I don't know how to say this in a way that's like nice, but basically, if I didn't have to see a straight man be mean to a woman ever again on TV, I'd be happy, you know?
Yes, I do know.
So I think there's just this natural, with rom-com cliches, which this show does try to play on, there is some natural ways in which men don't necessarily respect women and they kind of become objects in a game of trying to find love.
Mm-hmm.
And the only female character that I've seen that doesn't, like, have this happen to them, at least in the first four episodes, which is all I've seen so far, is Mia Hynes, the one he kind of has that flirtationship with in the first episode, because she's really headstrong and kind of just like does her own thing and calls him out on his nonsense. So I think in a way Anna Kendrick's season, you feel more for the main character because they're more vulnerable, because they're the ones that are, you know, being put through that patriarchal bringer, whereas in this one he is, you know, perpetrating that.
Right, that's really interesting. But, I mean, it does sound like it's trying to play around with that idea of, like, who's the protagonist and also what it is to be exploring your own identity through relationships and dating.
Yeah, and it's all about intersectionality as well. And it's, like, not often you'll see, like, a black man as the lead in a rom-com. So, like,
this is true. That's, very true.
Still very groundbreaking stuff. But I think there is some inherent, like, annoyance with the main character being a bit of a douche sometimes. Can we say that on air? Can we say that word?
Yeah, it's after nine. Go on then.
Okay, perfect.
So where can people go and watch it if they do want to check it out? And can you also still, I presume you can still go back and watch the Anna Kendrick season if you haven't seen that one yet?
Yeah, I think they're both on TVNZ On Demand now. And they are HBO shows. And the original Love Life was on Amazon Prime Video, but now it's moved to TVNZ On Demand. So we're getting some real good free-to-air content.
Nice.
One thing I would like to mention as well is there is an episode in Love Life Season 2, which I haven't seen yet, that focuses on dating in the pandemic. And apparently it's one of the best depictions of the pandemic they've seen on TV.
Cool.
In the way that it's not like overdrawn or overdramatic. It just kind of like
it is
really
what it
captures
is.
The reality of being in lockdown.
Yeah.
So that's quite interesting. And I do want to get to that episode as well. But I haven't seen it yet, unfortunately.
Cool. That sounds really interesting. I feel like we're going to get such pandemic TV in the next few years to varying degrees of success that it'll be really interesting to see, some of these early
interpretations of it.
Totally. Hey, thank you.
Well, my friend Hugo, shout out Hugo. He's been saying that there's just some absolute trash ones out there.
Thanks, Hugo, for sifting through the dross so that we don't have to. Hey, thank you very much, Sam. I hope you enjoy your first day at the red light system, and we'll see you in the studio very, very soon.
Next week, I'm there.
Cool! Woo! Yay, all right. Ka kite, Sam. Have a good one.
Bye. Miss you guys.
Miss you too.
Only on 95 BFM.